We interrupt our regular programming to bring you the sounds of Localtopia, coming to you live from Williams Park in the heart of downtown St. Pete. On stage right now, Rebecca Pulley. Rebecca Pulley on the historic stage of the Williams Park band shell, constructed back in 1954 at a cost of $35,000, and the city now considering renovations to this band shell. Rebecca Pulley and her band, part of a huge lineup of music here at the 9th annual Localtopia on Williams Park and in the surrounding area today. There are two stages, this one and another over on 2nd.
Rebecca Pulley and the Reluctant Prophets just came off the stage, a killer set, and I've got Rebecca right here to chat a bit. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm doing just super here, and how good does it feel after 2 years of being in your living room and going to the grocery store, playing in front of a bunch of people on a big stage on a cool day?
It feels really good, like almost normal.
I know, almost being the operative word out here. And you've got a regular gig coming up at the Ale and the Witch, is that right?
Yeah, Rob and I as a duo, we're going to, every Tuesday, from 7 to 8:30, like a nice just an hour and a half, so we're going to play the whole way through. I'm bringing my piano, we're going to mix it up, I might bring my mandolin, I don't know, I have a lot of instruments on paper, I don't know, just for fun to mix it up a little bit, so we'll see.
Oh, that's awesome, that's great. Well, it's a beautiful day down here. If you're not down here, folks, you're really missing it, so come on down, there's some great music coming up. We got Boho Sideshow just kind of tuning up and getting ready to go. This is Jay Kolb coming to you from Localtopia on a beautiful afternoon on Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Olga Boff is the organizer of Localtopia 2022.
We have been so blessed with like the most perfect Localtopia day, especially as last year it hurt so much to not incorporate as many of the vendors. We had to shrink instead of expand. And so seeing this crowd out to support these folks is just incredible. And to be accompanied by such a glorious day after we've had such cold rainy ones is brilliant.
Indeed, and you have hundreds of vendors, like 300 booths. This has never been this large. Plenty of food and drink and great music. So
absolutely. Everywhere you walk in this footprint, you'll be entertained. We have two DJs on the street. We have two music stages. We had the mascots from the Rays and the Rowdies here earlier walking the streets. We've got stilt walkers who are about to like show up in the afternoon. We've got aerialists performing. And all of it is a celebration, because this is a celebration of all things local. So it goes beyond a market. It's a true festival, and we want to incorporate as many festive elements. This year feels way more jubilant than last year.
Indeed, and the event on Williams Park and for blocks around continues until 5 o'clock.
That is correct. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today is Localtopia Day.
Thank you, Olga.
Conversation with Executive Director of the Palladium Theater of St. Petersburg College, Paul Wilborn.
Well, really, and when we talk about Radio St. Pete, we talk about being local. The Palladium has made its name being the local venue. We do 75-80% of our business is with local artists and local talent. We're the affordable venue for the community, and it works. We're busy, and it's great. Right.
Great acoustically.
Acoustically, a wonderful place. We've got a nightclub. We're an old church.
Yeah.
So the downstairs, we converted into a church, into a nightclub. Yeah. The church basement is a perfect New York basement nightclub. Right. And upstairs, we've got 850 seats and chamber music, pop, rock, dance, opera, everything.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what's coming up in the next couple of months, if you can remember it all.
Well, it's actually good because we have posters here at our booth. So we do have the best Elvis guy around. Chris McDonald has been coming to us for about the last 10 years. And he actually looks it, sings it. We've got a jazz festival coming up, St. Petersburg Jazz Fest coming up for a week with a mix of local and some touring jazz artists. Diego Figueiredo from Brazil, and he's backed by two local musicians, so we'll often do things like that where you've got an incredible name artist coming in, but their backup band are guys who play the Palladium.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. So we've got Elvis, the Beatles, jazz. It's just all over the place.
Right. And the connection to St. Pete College.
We're a department of the college. We run as an independent theater, but we're part of St. Pete College. We were donated to the college in 2007, and I was hired then, and we've run it. It's been really great to be part of the college because we have that sort of safety net of I don't pay rent, I don't have to pay an electric bill, but we have to generate our own income. So we're an entrepreneurial business. We're up over $2 million a year from a start. 2007, we were under $500,000.
Wow, sure.
So it's grown like crazy, and the community has really responded.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of a business guy as well as a musician, writer. Talk about your own artistic pursuits at the moment.
Well, I am kind of shocked that I figured out how to run a theater. I sort of had never done it before, but I love. I've always been involved in local music. I was a journalist for many years, but also involved in the early scene in Ybor, where we would throw parties and have thousands of people, and I'd book 7-8 local bands. And so we've always celebrated local, and that's been my history. I've played in bands, and I was actually performing at the Palladium when I got hired to be the executive director. I fired myself first from the thing, but I just have always loved the idea of local music, and I really talk about the idea that if we don't support our own talent, then we're not really an arts town.
Yeah.
We're just a place where shows stop.
Yeah.
We need to support our own talent, and this talent is as good as any place. Yeah. Rebecca Pulley is as good a singer-songwriter as there is going.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to celebrate them, hire them, come listen to them, and be proud that we got them.
Right. Well, we're proud to be a little part of that with 96.7 FM.
I think I'm so glad you guys are there.
Yeah.
We've discovered you recently, and we're looking forward to being partners with you.
Absolutely.
And today, Localtopia, huge success. Thousands of people here.
Yeah.
Weather's perfect.
It's perfect. I rode my bike here because I knew I couldn't find a place to park.
Great.
I'm excited.
If people are trying to find, everybody knows where the Palladium is, but today, the Palladium booth is right next to...
Second and third. We're right next to the main stage.
Yep.
We're 3rd Street and 2nd Avenue. This is the best location we've ever had, so I'm really pleased with this location.
Paul Wilburn, Executive Director of the Palladium Theater of St. Petersburg College.
And we are coming to you from Localtopia right down here in Williams Park. It is a gorgeous day down here. There is a wonderful crowd, lots of people having a great day. And I've got one of our great local musicians with us here. We're going to chat a little bit. How are you doing, Hatton?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, we couldn't be better on a day like today. So you're down here just kind of helping the Hideaway out, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm doing a little internship at the Hideaway, but it's a beautiful day out today. Couldn't have asked for a better day, so I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. Anybody in particular you're looking forward to hear?
Actually, the Ben Rogers Band's about to play. They are, I have never heard them live, but I follow them on Instagram. So, looking forward to that.
Well, you're in for a treat. They are absolutely terrific. One of the bands that came out of Noisemakers, who is a sponsor of Radio St. Pete. So, we're going to let them do some rocking and rolling. This is Jay Cole coming to you live from Localtopia on Radio St. Pete.
Live event coverage on Radio St. Pete, Localtopia 2022.
I'm Avery Anderson with American Stage, and we're super excited to talk about American Stage in the Park. We're back after 3 years. This is our 37th year, so it's a big tradition. We're doing Footloose, so it's the show that we've been waiting for many years now. But we're excited to be back and actually be performing again.
Great. And right now inside the Raymond James Theater at American Stage, a great show.
Yeah, Schoolgirls of the African Mean Girls play. That's playing till the end of the month. It's a fantastic new comedy, kind of based on Mean Girls, but set in 1986 Africa.
Great, terrific information at American Stage.
AmericanStage.org, or just stop by our booth right in front of the theater.
Great. Thank you, Avery.
Avery Anderson, American Stage at Localtopia 2022.
Maureen McDowell.
Tell us about Keep St. Pete Lit, exhibiting today at Localtopia.
We are a literary arts organization that's been in St. Pete since 2013. We have book clubs, writers groups, poetry open mics, and April 1st through 3rd, we're going to have our 6th annual Sunlit Literary Festival.
Yes. Talk about that event.
It's a citywide event that we collaborate with different community organizations and literary organizations and do pop-ups all over the city over that weekend.
Great, terrific. And how can people find out more about it?
You can go to keepstpetelit.org.
That's easy to remember.
Yep.
quite an event today on Williams Park.
It's a perfect, perfect day for Localtopia. Yeah. Olga works so hard at this. So bravo, Olga. Bravo.
And it continues until 5 o'clock this afternoon on Williams Park and for blocks surrounding.
Mm-hmm. Yep, come on out. It's a beautiful day.
At Localtopia 2022 at Williams Park, the friends of Jack Kerouac and Monica Drake.
So Jack Kerouac was the basically the icon of the Beat Generation poets back in the 50s, and we celebrate him here because he actually lived the remainder of his life in St. Petersburg.
Right, right. And the house is still around, and it has had an interesting history.
Yes, the house is still around, the house that he lived in with his mother and then his wife. And it is currently owned by a couple who've turned it into a nonprofit organization. And they are looking to do literary events within the house. That kind of got a bit bumped when COVID hit. But I think that they're really, you know, they're working with our organization and they're working with people like Keep St. Pete Lit to offer events there, hopefully in the future.
And the 100th birthday is coming up March 12th.
Correct, that's right. Yeah, so we have all sorts of events going on for that. We will be screening the legendary On the Road movie based off of Jack Kerouac's seminal book on March 12th at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock at Green Light Cinema. And that is at 221 2nd Avenue North in St. Petersburg.
Terrific, terrific. And we intend to be there at the March 12th event live on 96.7.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Love Radio St. Pete.
Great. Thank you, Monica Drake.
You're welcome.
I'm Alsace Valentine, the co-owner of Tombolo Books.
Right, a St. Pete treasure.
Thank you.
Of the last few years. It is a unique time to be in the book business.
The technology of the print book was invented quite a long time ago, and I'd say it's quite enduring.
Right, right. Tell a little bit background of you guys and how you ended up with this wonderful bookstore in St. Pete.
Well, I used to live in Asheville, North Carolina, which has a very strong go local movement, mm-hmm. just like St. Pete.
Right.
So when I discovered St. Pete, I realized that this town was going to be able to support an independent bookstore.
Right.
So I moved here to do it.
Right. And in addition to selling books, you have events at the bookstore as well.
Yeah. We have authors come and talk all of the time, and we generally hold the events outside in our courtyard to be safe at this time. But yes, local authors and nationally traveling authors. Full event schedule is on our website, tombolobooks.com.
Okay. And location of the shop?
And the location is the Grand Central District, 2153 First Avenue South. We're open every day at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right. It is quite an event today. Localtopia, thousands of people here
beautiful
on Williams
weather.
Park.
Beautiful weather today. We're really lucky.
Great, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Information on Localtopia 2023 soon at localtopia.keepstpetersburglocal.org.